The remote Aleutian Islands community of Nikolsky is pleased with an apparent change of heart by the state of Alaska. The small island community has had a couple of rough years with notoriously bad weather hampering fuel deliveries, resulting in enormous emergency delivery costs. Last year, the tribal council got federal funding to build a wind turbine to help offset diesel fuel expense. They also hope to heat a greenhouse the community had built for growing fresh produce. But the Alaska Energy Authority refused to help pay the cost of changing the control panel that would connect the wind power to the diesel plant, a cost estimated at around $180,000. Tribal Administrator Tanya Kyle says now, through the state's Renewable Energy Fund, they'll be awarded more than $400,000.
Which means we'll be able to complete the purchase of the new control panels, the installation, the road to the wind turbine. We'll also be able to put in thermal nodes at the school and the lodge to displace the heat, diesel heat, which means they'll be running off of the waste electricity generated and providing them heat so they'll be able to save money.
Kyle says they have not been able to use the greenhouse yet because they couldn't afford to heat it with diesel. But now they're hoping to grow green beans, carrots, tomatoes, onions, and lots of greens. She says they typically use 22,000 gallons of diesel per year for the power plant and around the same amount in heating fuel for homes each year. Because of the delivery problems, the village of 35 people spent $500,000 on fuel last year. Kyle says the community is hopeful that the wind turbine will cut that expense in half.
Although we do have new demands on the power plant, which is going to make the wind turbine, a functioning wind turbine, just better all around, at least for the diesel plant. It'll mean less parts to replace and, you know, less things breaking. So it'll take a lot of the pressure off just of the diesel plant.
Kyle says new communication systems and NOAA weather tracking infrastructure will draw more power. The lodge that hosts tourists and hunters also nearly doubles the power draw in the summer. She says there will be housing foundation upgrades as well as septic system improvement projects going on this summer as well, providing a much-needed source of income for residents.